This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. That opening music should give you a good sense of what we're going to talk about this morning. It is that music is both uplifting and fulfilling. And I think we're going to have an uplifting and fulfilling conversation with some representatives today from the Methodist Church in the Caribbean and the Americas. Before we get there, a little bit of housekeeping. My Hannah Hasty Tynes cousins, time is quickly approaching, August 1st through 5th. The family reunion is gearing up for a good time. Again, August 1st through 5th. Please stay tuned to the HHT Family Reunion WhatsApp group for unfolding details around the event. Also, another reminder, residents of Bird Court are asking the Department of Environmental Health Services to please come and attend to a large pile of debris and trash that has been dumped by someone at the entrance to Bird Court. Bird Court is the eighth corner on the left on Malcolm Road West if you're entering from the Blue Hill Road side. Good morning, everyone at DEHS. Good morning, everyone at BPL. I hope that everybody is safe. I'd like to thank you all for the joke this morning. I'm still waking on it. This joke is courtesy of BPL. There's a truck with four people in it. Which one of those people is on their phone as the truck is actively moving? This joke was brought to you by BPL. The people in my studio looking at me right now, like, what's the joke? Y'all ain't live here long enough to understand what the joke is. That's okay. That's okay. Dear BPL, don't be driving our vehicles while using your cell phone. It's against the law. Just in case you didn't know, it's against the law. It also does not engender trust and confidence in the Bahamian public about your ability to deliver the services you say you provide. That's all. I mean, I don't want to talk to you like your Grammy used to talk to you, or like how old people used to talk to me. But old people had this very, very indelicate way of telling you you're stupid and you don't know it. I don't want to talk to y'all like that this morning. I think that is unfair. And that is one of the traumas that we generations have to work out with each other. But sometimes y'all just drive people to Grammy mode, where they want to ask you, so if all of your friends got on top of the bridge and jumped off, would you follow them? So I'm just asking, because I could see all of your friends driving around with their cell phone in their hand. Is that why you do it? We're getting there. I didn't think it would happen to me, but now I'm 48, and I'm happily entering my villain origin story, Grammy stage. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Joining me in studio today are representatives from the Methodist Church in the Caribbean and the Americas, Bahamas, Turks, and Caicos Island District Conference is on the move. And these representatives are joining us from throughout the West Indies, throughout the Caribbean. And they're here to tell us about the 7th MCCA Youth Encuentro.
Encuentro.
Working on my Spanish so I could order my empanadas properly. So I know that's what the problem is. And they're having a wonderful week of programming, and they're here to tell us all about it. Now, this is full circle for me. I remember I was 7 years old. Camp Simonette Methodist Youth Summer Camp programming was beginning, and they found campus to come on the radio and advertise the program and talk to kids and parents about what they could expect at the latest Methodist Youth Summer Camp. But today we are focused on the 7th Youth Encuentro, which is a youth conference coming out of the MCCA Methodist Church in the Caribbean and the Americas. So let's everybody introduce themselves, starting to my left, and then we're going to go all the way around the table.
Good morning, Bahamas. I am Reverend Kelly Jolly, and I'm actually a Bahamian in the midst. I'm one of the ministers here working in the Nassau Circuit of Methodist Churches. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bahamas. I am Reverend Sean Davis, and I'm from Jamaica, and I'm the president of MCCA Youth. So that's the Methodist Church in the Caribbean and America's Youth and Young Adults Commission.
All right. Hold on. Now say that again.
I'm the president of the...
See, what happened is I noticed the Jamaican accent, but I didn't notice any mango in what you said just now.
Oh.
Do you
get it now?
Yeah, I hear it now.
She wants some Julie mango in that.
Listen, Jamaica is the land of mangoes.
Julie, East Indian, Blackie,
number 11. East Indian. Hairy. Yeah,
Bombay.
Oh, good morning, sir. Let me get to move around the table.
Hi, good morning. My name is John Delaney. Yes. I am from Barbados, but representing the South Caribbean District, which makes up St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Lucia, Grenada, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago. And so I am one of the delegates. I'm also the general director of South Caribbean Youth, which is our small internal kind of district youth arm. So smaller version of what Sean is the president of.
Okay, absolutely. And?
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Abba Webster, and I'm representing the Belize Honduras District, specifically from the country of Honduras, from a small island called Roatán.
I've been to Roatán?
Really?
Yes. And maybe we can talk about that as we go through the show. This is amazing. Okay, so Reverend Jolly?
Yes, ma'am.
Give us the details for the conference, the theme, the time, duration, where are we meeting, what's taking place. I read something about interactive workshops. What are we doing for the 7th Youth Encuentro?
Okay, Aaron. Well, we're meeting at Super Clubs Breezes for the week, beginning yesterday, Monday the 22nd, going throughout the week until next Monday. They'll be traveling home, most of them. Under the theme, Worth It for Christ. Worth It for Christ. Hashtag, Worth It for Christ. Based on the scripture, you know, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, from Psalm 139. And it comes out of the reality that Encuentro is being held here for the first time in the Bahamas. First time in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos Islands District. First time since the pandemic. The last time we had was 2019 in Belize. Okay. And we had an extra year to plan because of the pandemic, all of that. So the young persons that are gathered here have been through so much in terms of job insecurity, in terms of socioeconomic instability, in terms of trying to just drag yourself out of bed every morning and do life, right? And so the theme came about in terms of finding a simple way to just say that, I know that I am purposed to be here. I know that I'm important to God. That if I don't feel like anybody loves me in this world, that God loves me, and therefore I should love myself.
Absolutely. And what a time for that theme, and what a time for that scripture. There's a popular meme floating about. It focuses on millennials into Gen Z, right? And it's a young person, like they're staring, you know the meme with the cartoon with the animal in the bar that's just burning? And he's like, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry about it, everything is
fine. Saw it recently.
Right, so there's another meme and the young person is like staring at a burning city. Mm. And he's just like, you know,
it's okay.
Watching this 314th world catastrophic event and just packing my lunch and going to work. And so young people at this time have been faced with so many global crises, conflicts, catastrophes. And it's like we just expect them to make, not just make sense of the world right now, but to prepare a future, to prepare certainty in such uncertain times, right? And so it's so important for you to know that you have a purpose beyond what the world says your purpose is, right? Beyond filling a seat in a factory, mm-hmm. beyond filling a seat on a bus or in a classroom, beyond getting all A's or getting bonuses, that there is a purpose for you being here and that you were made just the way you were supposed to be made, right? And that is perfect in imperfection. Uh-huh. And I think it's so important for young people to get those reminders that you are fine, you are not the problem, and you don't have to fit yourself into a mold. God made you just the way you are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. And like, repeat the scripture again.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made, right?
Psalms 139.
Yes.
I think, it expands from 13 to 16.
It's 16, yes.
Right. Like, it is a love letter.
It is.
It is a love letter. And in the purest form of love,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's a love letter and reminder to oneself in light of God's love.
Yeah.
You know, the psalmist reflecting and then able to then place that love on oneself because, you know, hey, look at, you know, what God did here.
Yeah. And so that you can then share that love, not that you share the love of God with others,
yeah.
right? And shine that light. That's wonderful. Okay, so. There are 8 districts.
Yes.
And like you said, this is the first time.
In the Bahamas.
Turks and Caicos district. How many people are coming?
Well, how many people are coming? Because we have delays and stuff. So most people are in now. We may have one or two more coming.
Okay.
But we have 200 delegates and chaperones. Which is actually not one of the largest encuentros. You know, back in the day, you used to have like 500, 600 people. When they first started, the first encuentro in Barbados, they had lots of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember, and I was telling you all downstairs, an MCCA Camp Simonet camp, the largest Camp Simonet camp we've ever had, people coming from all over the conference, 80 campers.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 counselors, and we had people sleeping on floor. I even think we had somebody sleeping in the car, right? But because the most important thing is that the campers and then the visitors have a bunk,
yeah.
right? But when the Methodists do it, they do it big.
Yeah.
So let's go through the itinerary for the week.
Okay, well, we have had, yes, you can talk a little bit more about it, Sean, because tonight is the opening, the official welcome service. Last night we had the welcome reception for those who are already in, and that was sponsored by the Ministry of Tourism.
Okay.
So we had a junk canoe show. Mr. Teray Roll, one of our up-and-coming Bahamian stars,
yes.
he performed, and we had a lovely time with Mr. Romo, who was sent on behalf of the acting prime minister, who gave us a very inspirational message.
Okay.
And tonight is our official welcome service and our parade of flags. You'll see all the beautiful delegations. And I'm going to pass this on to our preacher for this evening, right. Reverend John Davis.
Yeah, so we are looking forward to a wonderful time of worship and fellowship together. And interestingly, worship stands out in Youth Encuentro.
Mm-hmm.
And so this evening will be one opportunity where we really get to blend voices and hearts and, I mean, flags that physically represent the unison that is the MCCA. And we are going to be worshiping at 7 p.m. at the Wesley Methodist Church, yes?
Malcolm Road.
And so all are invited to join us there for a wonderful time of worship. And we will be definitely focusing on the theme, Worth It to Christ.
Absolutely. Now, Reverend Kelly, let's tell people how to get to Malcolm Road Church. It's Malcolm Road East, right?
So the way, the way I get there is you go south on East Street from Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And after you pass Checkers on your right, the corner is almost immediately on your left.
Right.
And the church is the first church there on your right-hand side, a big white church.
Absolutely. And if you come in from Soldier Road, you can turn up Kennedy Sub.
Yes, Kennedy Subdivision.
And then take the first right. And it'll be on your left-hand side.
It'll be the last church on the left-hand side, which is the white church.
Okay.
Just before you reach to the corner to get out to Checkers.
Now, parade of flags. I love this. I tell you why I love it. If you are in the diaspora in the Bahamas, this is an opportunity. Like, if I'm a parent, I've got kids, can I bring my kids out tonight?
Of course.
Say, from Guyana.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Because I see this list here. I'm excited. Aruba, Antigua and Barbuda, the Bahamas, Barbados, Costa Rica, Dominica, Guyana, Haiti, Jamaica. I see Nevis.
St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah. Why y'all separate St. Kitts and Nevis? Now, I mean, in terms of the structuring of the church... Does Nevis have its own...
Nevis is its own circuit.
Yeah. Okay.
St. Kitts is its own circuit. Cool. All of them are within the Leeward Islands district, but yeah, they have their own circuit.
Own little circuits. Okay, cool. That's why they were listed separately. I know. I like this. I like this. And learning more about how people are organizing in the Caribbean and how young people are organizing. The Netherlands. These representatives from the Dutch islands, like Curaçao.
Yeah, Holland. We have three persons from Holland with us. They are part of the Leeward Islands district as well.
Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely. Panama, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, Trinidad, Turks and Caicos, British Virgin Islands, and U.S. Virgin Islands. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful, beautiful spread.
Montserrat is coming as well?
Yes. Nice. Now,
Great Britain.
Let me ask you all a question.
We also have Britain. Great Britain.
Britain is with us this year. For the first time ever.
I have a cousin in Britain. His name is Charles. They call him King. I hope you covered some of their costs, cousin. You can handle it. This is a beautiful spread. Now, what happened to Tobago?
Tobago is represented.
We have two reps from Tobago.
Okay, good. Because just I need you all to put Tobago because they...
Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes. Tobago. Absolutely. Good stuff. Okay. So Friday is the welcome service.
Today.
Tuesday. I forget. I'm so excited. I'm at the end of the week.
So all through today, also, they're doing workshops. Tell them what you have experienced this morning. And right now, they're in workshops at this time. But these persons who are here would have experienced the early morning activities that we have each day.
Okay.
Yeah, so and we had,
no, no, straight into the mic.
Oh, yeah. So we had praise and worship. We had a Bible study. And we were, you know, interacting with each other, getting to know each other, just asking each other questions on how everyone is feeling. So, yeah, it's been really great so far. Yeah.
Good stuff.
And yeah, so each day, a different district or two districts would get to collaborate. So actually, my district and her district, Belize, Honduras, and South Caribbean district, we work together on today's devotion.
Opening.
So even from like the liturgist, there were two persons, one from each district. Personally, praise team is a good blend of both. And yeah, again, Sean spoke about the unison and just little activities like that to bring mm-hmm. together the unison. We did a fruit basket turnover at the beginning. So when everybody comes into the room, you tend to like stay in your own little mm-hmm. corner. You sit with your delegation. And we did a fruit basket turnover where everybody had to go and find somebody that you didn't know and sat down next to them. And so, again, a way of building friendships and getting to know persons from that large mm-hmm. list that you saw.
When I teeth that idea, I'm going to call it the apples and oranges game, okay? No, I love it. This is fantastic. So, welcome service, March of Witness.
That's Saturday morning.
What is that? That sounds exciting.
So it's not often, definitely not in a long time, that Methodists have gotten together, even just in our circuit in Nassau, and had a march. You know, you hear about the Baptist parade or the Baptist march all the time.
Right, patronal festivals, yeah.
Yes. So this year we have, every time Encuentro comes, you have an outreach opportunity mm-hmm. and a march. So the Saturday will be a combination of the two. So we'll meet on Long Wharf, the slope there in front of the beach.
Okay.
And come and go south on Nassau Street.
Okay.
Down to Christie Park. So we've invited not only our Methodists from in this circuit, the six churches, but persons in that Chippenham community. So Nassau Methodist Church, led by Reverend Carl Campbell,
okay,
they will meet us and also participate in the outreach opportunity on Christie Park. We've, through Reverend Campbell, made some outreach with Reverend Stubbs from St. Mm-hmm. Michael's, who's also in that Chippenham area. So hopefully this will be a great time, even this experience bringing us more together as Methodists, right? Mm-hmm. Through these young people. So we'll have our band, our truck. Every time we go to these islands, they have the truck with our nice reggae, gospel music, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just march on our way to share with the community the gifts that we have.
Absolutely. Producer, if you could find that song we played last week by Monty G, Bahamaland. Monty G is one of our local gospel artists, and he created a track for Kareem Mortimer's film, Children of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Beautiful. We played that at some point in the song. Now, back to today's session, workshops. Let me tell you when I got the most, when I had the most jealousy in my heart. When I saw a tentative list of workshops for the event. Hands for Christ Native Straw Working Workshop. That's when all the jealousy, I see, look at these young people just having a ball. Make a Joyful Noise Music Workshop. If you're from St. Anne's Anglican Church, where we are not necessarily the lightest voices, but we are the most passionate voices in the choir, right? We say, yes, we like to make a joyful noise. Dance your burdens off. Dance workshop. These are tentative, so I'm not sure if
they were tentative at the time that was written, but yeah, all of those still stand.
Awesome, awesome. Stomp Satan Down Martial Arts Workshop.
Yes.
No, I like it. I like it because Bahamian martial art is called dashing. When they come in at you, what you do is you trip them down and then dash away in the opposite direction. It's the most effective martial arts. And how to not be a broke young person of faith.
Trust me, that workshop full right
that's
up.
The one
we have to
full.
Use the big one for that.
Because I tell people, I'm broke, not broken. I know how to, with the guys' grocery games. I know how the guys' grocery games, this life, man. Okay. What does God look like? Deconstructing colonial tools of faith, which I think is important in the Caribbean context. Young people, everybody in the world's God looks like them. And for many, many decades, we've been told that the only image of God we should see is a white God. And how do young people see themselves in the reflection of God, right? If that's the mantra. I love it. Being a Christian steward of my mental health in hard times. And how young people can support their peers and create safe and healthy environments. I love it. And then what worth do I bring to the MCCA table?
Now, this one has evolved slightly since then now. So is that the one that says a living fire as well? So that is in light of the socio-political realities in our Caribbean. So leading that are persons from the Haiti district and the Guyana district.
Okay.
Because we felt that we should not come together and not create a space to empathize with what's going on in Haiti and also in terms of Guyana, and what their young persons may have been experiencing in light of their identity also as Methodists, and that we are here to support them. So they come to this space, and we need to make it an empathetic space to know, even in light of all of that, we can discuss your worth to God, your worth to all of us, and let's hear from you. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think because in Guyana right now with the discovery of oil, right, the Guyanese economy has shifted drastically. See, in the Bahamas, we get this thing where we kind of have more dollars than cents and we kind of solve problems with money. Right. And so in a rapidly changing culture, it's important for young Guyanese people to be able to root themselves and their identity in real solid things. Mm-hmm. Right. And money is not one of those things. And how do we help young Guyanese people sort of develop and grow up in this shifting paradigm? Absolutely. It's, like I say, young people, you have to enjoy because some of us are jealous and we wish that the churches that we were in had evolved to this place, but we acknowledge that our presence and commitment to the church has allowed it to evolve to this place. Okay, to my guests now, what's going to be March of Witnesses Saturday, and then it ends with a with community activity on the park?
Yes, we have some outreach partners that have helped a lot for us to be able to give out groceries on Saturday morning, to give out clothing. You have some persons bringing large quantities of water. There's also free breakfast for everybody mm-hmm. who comes to the park on Saturday morning. The constituency office is also helping and having a children's corner,
okay.
a games corner for the kids. We're going to have our devotions out there on Saturday morning. And also we're going to have, of course, a prayer corner, things like that.
Okay. Can people drop off books?
They sure can. So you can probably, if you want to drop off books, I would say come to Breezes because that's where everybody is.
Okay.
Our circuit office is on Market Street. Now, it's not easy to direct people there, except it's the two buildings with the road / corner opposite the school that's there on Market Street.
If you don't use Purity Bakery as a landmark, I don't know where we are.
Right. So all I can say is come to Breezes, ask for Reverend Jolly, drop your books off.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So Tuesday, welcome service. Mm-hmm. Friday, open air service.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
So that's at
Goodman's Bay Park. It's right near where we are at the hotel.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we'll be, and that's another staple in Youth Encuentro.
Okay.
And so we'll be bringing the young people into the community again and proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ to them and to those who we invite the entire public to come and listen to us, share with us in worship. Brother Thomas Egil from the Panama Costa Rica district will be the preacher at that event.
Okay.
And so we're looking forward to a wonderful time, open air, out in the air. So
we'll have a bilingual preacher leading us. I thought that was special too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would say to young people, like, listen, look at this. Whenever Caribbean conferences take place, there's one thing that's guaranteed. There's going to be more than one language spoken, right? You're going to have English and our derivatives. You're going to have Spanish and the dialects and derivatives, French dialects and Creoles, because you're going to have Haitian Creole, then you're going to have your St. Lucian Creole, and then you get into Martinique, you're going to have a different Creole there. And then our Dutch brothers and sisters bring Dutch, and then Papiamento,
yes.
right? And like pidgin Dutch. I would say to young people, like, look, opportunities for employment. Have you ever thought about being an interpreter? Right? You thought about language, you know, taking on languages as a career and being able to work not just in your own country, but throughout the region with all, you know, conference-based events. They're young people. This is a time. It's really well organized. As an old person, I'm jealous because these are kind of thing. Yes, man, and it's okay. No, it's a good jealousy.
You're not that old.
No, I'm old.
You're not even old, first of all.
Listen.
I was raised by an elder woman. She's 80, and she always says she's young, so you're definitely not old.
she why I can't get in the club? She have my spot. But, you know, I say it because, not because I want to be old, right? But a part of society has lost some structure. Mm. And some of that structure is young people knowing that they're old people.
Huh.
Right? Like, I don't want to be in a club and a young person look at me and say, oh, hey, you know my mommy, hey. That's time for me to get in the car and go home, right? I'm not ashamed about it, but there are some structures, right? And I think that it's important for young people to know that this infrastructure is still in place. And not that there are people who think that they're old, but there are people who are prepared and know what it is they ought to do and are prepared to do it when they ought to do it. So young families have children, they still want to go out and party. Yes, that's what Grammys are for. That's what Grammys are for. It's not to say Grammy's whole life is just minding these children, but in a healthy society, we create spaces and safe spaces for young people. And a part of doing that is saying, hey, there's an extended family. They have a role. They are valued, you know, and then this helps the generations connect with each other. You know what the best thing in the family is? When the grandparents and the grandchildren team up against the parents.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's good, healthy family. And so I don't count myself as being old, but I want young people to know that I respect their space. And they get to say that they're young. And they get to be a little foolish, because my job is to create the boundaries so we could bound that foolishness and they could be safe discovering themselves.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
Absolutely. So let's go through the dates again. 22nd to the 29th of July.
Yes.
Super Club Breezes. Now, is it too late for my child to come and participate?
It's actually, my registration finished long time. Yeah, so everything was, the deal was sealed, but that's why we have all of these public events.
Okay.
All right. So the sessions in the hotel are for the delegates that have come in.
Okay.
And those from here that have also registered. But we have a number of those public events, the services, the open air, the community outreach,
so
things like that.
So the welcome service tonight is open.
Yes.
The open air service on Friday, that's
7 p.m.
Goodmans Bay Park. The March of Witness on Saturday.
Saturday, we leaving out at 9 a.m. sharp. We marching. So if you come in, line up from 8:45.
Okay, because the thing I saw say assemble at 9 a.m. I just could be putting on my tiger bomb.
Yeah, you know how Bahamians go. So that's why I say assemble. If you come in there, drive your car, park at Christie Park.
Oh, right, yes, yes.
From, matter of fact, 8:30, catch the bus down and meet us there to start off at 9 o'clock.
So there's a bus that runs north on Nassau Street.
Yeah, so at Christie Park, you can park your car and leave that there.
All right, so good strategy. All my fun run push walkers notice you park at the destination. Mm-hmm. Don't park at the start. You have to double your run. We're encouraging participants to park at Christie Park, maybe organize a little, what do they call that, designated driver, somebody to take everybody down, or you can catch the bus down.
There will be one of our buses going.
Oh, church bus.
Yeah. I mean, the buses that we're using for Encuentro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that.
I thought y'all meant the number 8.
We got it. No.
I thought you meant the number 8 and the number 10.
We got y'all.
Good stuff. And so then there's community outreach. Free breakfast. There's going to be some community support,
involvement,
like clothing.
Yeah, man. We have our community partners. The Give Back Girl is coming out there with water.
The Give Back Girl.
Siaska Adelie and family, her nonprofit, The Give Back Girl, doing great things. So they'll be out there supplying us with water. The Dignified Girl Project.
Yeah.
You know who that is? With Philippa.
Yeah.
They'll be out giving out packages for the young ladies. Hands for Hunger has supplied some packages for groceries, as well as Sandy's is providing some clothing items for persons who come on the park. Also, our mission and evangelism team is supplementing grocery items. And again, Nassau Methodist Church is going to be helping with water and things like that. We're going to have a good time on that Saturday morning.
Absolutely. I would say good. Thank you to Sandy's. I tell you why. So I'm a thrift store addict, right? It's political. It's economic politics, right? You know, a phone costs $10 to make, but you're paying $1,000 for it. I'm going to try. If you when you turn that phone in, I'm going to redeem it and give it another 7 years of life, right? But you can't get underwear. You shouldn't be getting underwear from the thrift store, right?
And
so in terms of what people can and cannot access, always need in the package brand new undies,
and
underpants, undershirts.
For children.
Yeah.
For their back to school. And one thing Sandy's does is give clothing unused, wrapped up, and clean. And so
we say thank you to them.
Yes.
This is about dignity, right?
Yes.
All of these, the Give Back Girl, the Dignified Girl Project, it's about giving, in particular, young people who have very little control over the circumstances that direct their lives, the very basic, so they could have the dignity, you know, and the dignity and divinity within could shine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Producer, let's go to a break. When we come back from the break, you can tell us, are you going to be online? Can I tune in to the open public events via Facebook? And how are our friends in Honduras, Belize, British Virgin Islands, Jamaica? Will they be able to also tune in to some of the public events, even if they aren't able to travel to the Bahamas?
Yes, there will be. So you can follow us on, subscribe to the page on YouTube. So it's MCCA Youth. So that's MCCA Youth on YouTube, as well as the Methodist Church in the Caribbean and Americas on YouTube. So MCCA.
Okay, awesome. This is Monty G, Bahamaland. We're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I believe as Bahamians, we have to come together and fight this rise of crime and violence in our nation. You know, that's just my belief.
Oh, beauty, oh, beauty, oh, beautiful you are. My Bahamaland, my Bahamaland. Lift up your heads to the rising sun. Bahamaland, yes, we're
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Again, joining me are representatives from the Methodist Church in the Caribbean and the Americas, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos Islands District Conference, 7th MCCA Youth Encuentro, Worth It to Christ. This week-long conference is taking place at Super Club Breezes Hotel this week. I'm so glad I remembered that song by Monty G because, like, I think it's an important space for young people. Like, it's the national anthem, right? The lyrics, like, lift up your head to the rising sun, Bahamaland. That's the beginning. Those are the lyrics. But often we say, oh, you can't desecrate the national anthem. Oh, you can't change it. Oh, you can't evolve it, right? But here is Monty G expanding it in a way to capture another generation of Bahamians. It doesn't change the original. And as young Bahamians grow older, they begin to appreciate both versions. Just like they say, I'm 48, and you can't have an independence morning without Priscilla Rollins.
Independence morning is like a baby morning,
right? And when we were young, that was the corniest
yes.
of lyrics. But as you get older, you create a space for it, you know, in your heart. And Monty G, that gospel music expands the space so young people could find themselves in it. And then we trust that Christ is ever present, right? That he's always the beacon, that he'll always be in that space. Okay, so let's go through the activities again. And then I want to ask my guests, when did you join, like when did you get involved in youth church organizing? Do you see yourselves as youth advocates? And are y'all summer campers? Do you have summer camp in Honduras, Belize, Barbados, Jamaica? Do y'all summer camp with the mosquitoes and the cicadas and the sandflies?
Okay, well, for me, I think I was kind of born into it. I had no choice. Both mm-hmm. my parents are Methodist ministers. And whoa, so whoa, wow. almost like as soon as I popped out of my mom at the hospital, it was like, okay, yeah, into youth work. So I would have moved around with them to different islands, and so we've gotten a bit of a taste of it like that. But it wasn't until I moved back to Barbados when I was 18 to go to university that then I started kind of doing it on my own. So I became a local preacher. I would have joined youth organizations, and we would have also started our own youth commission in our district. We had our first district youth conference, so that was big. Since then, we've gone on to do leadership camps. So we've brought back a camp called District Youth Leadership Training. Mm-hmm. The last time we had that in Barbados, Trinidad, those islands was probably 30-something years before. And so, yeah, we brought that back, which was great. We've had that running now 2 or 3 years. We also, you spoke about that space, that structure with old and young. And one of the things that we instituted was a symposium, called it the Sky Symposium. Beginning of the year, an intergenerational conversation between young and old focused around the future of our church. So again, drawing on the past, drawing on things like persons 30, 40, 50, 60, what they would have done, and seeing what we as 20-year-olds, as teenagers, what we can do to progress the future of the church. We also wanted to start our church here. Sean spoke about how worship is such a big part of Encuentro. We wanted worship to not just be a part of our main events, but right throughout our year. And so at the beginning of every church year, not the September, but I think the October, we have a district youth service. So thankfully we have the advancement of technology that we can shoot videos and bring everything together and edit it. And so we have that collective worship service to kick off our church year before all of our business and the official things get started.
All right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Honduras?
Yes, me as well. Similar, but my mom's the usher leader, so since I was a little girl in church, she would take me when she would travel to Belize to the conferences when they had camp. So any events with the church, I would always be there. Eventually, I started on the choir, and then I became the president of the young adults group. So that's where I've been working. But once I finished college, because of work, it's been difficult to be as active as we would love, but we meet as often as we could. And well, it's always exciting to be a part of the church. The Methodists always try to keep their young people focused on, you know, church and Bible study as much as we can. So yeah,
absolutely.
Raised in the church. Yeah, sorry.
So I grew up with, well, I went to church because of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. My grandmother took me to church, and I remember I would cry if there's a Sunday that we're not going to church. And that has always been my story. Mm-hmm. It has been a present source. And I've grown all of my life in the church. Started preaching at 15. And the rest is history.
I put it that way. I stick a pin in there. When I served in Jamaica District, Sean was commissioned as the first youth lay pastor in the Jamaica District. So Sean was making waves from before he entered into full-time ministry.
I know.
He was the first youth lay pastor. People are commissioning lay pastors all over the Caribbean. But his circuit in this little circuit in this mountain Mount Fletcher Circuit, commissioned a youth lay pastor.
Where's Mount Fletcher or Fletcher?
Fletcher.
It's in the hills of St. Andrew, just beneath the, or within the Blue Mountains.
Now, if I in Mavis Bank, in them little small mountain there, I could look over and see it. See, I've been to Jamaica, and I want to know why you haven't invited me to Camp Mango yet.
So I have three congregations, okay. Mount Fletcher, which is in Mavis Bank, but that's kind of in the plains of the hills.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go higher up to Halls Delight or to Content Gap, you would overlook Kingston.
Okay.
They say you in heaven.
Like, yes, you are.
Clouds all around your waist.
I wasn't even that high, and it was heaven. Oh, my goodness. And no pun intended at all, either. Good morning, Jamaica. All right, so... Summer camp is big thing in Jamaica?
It is a big thing. In fact, camps start tomorrow. It's the 24th?
Yeah. Yeah,
so camps start tomorrow. We have three camps. Mm-hmm. We have junior camp that goes for 7 to 11 years old. Senior camp for 12 to 14. And then you have what we call gamut, which is... I'm not remembering the acronym now, but it's for developing teens. Mm-hmm. So that's a teen camp. So, you know, people don't want to say, oh, I'm going to camp. Because they're becoming adults. Gamut. And that caters to 15 to 18. And then we have what's called a recharge, which is for young adults. And so those happen during the summertime and are kicking off this week, where we really still provide a space where young people can get together. I mean, children, young people, young adults, get together, be away from home, and also be learning and growing. While some of us are here in the Bahamas, having a similar experience, maybe a deeper experience perhaps, but levels to get closer to Christ.
Yesterday we played a song called Conker and Mango Don't Grow on the Same Tree. Okay. Producer, you get that song? Because Jamaica is mango and the Bahamas is conch. We don't grow on the same tree, but you could put us in the same salad.
Yes.
And it tastes great.
That's my favorite salad now.
Tropical A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These people don't know. These people don't. I don't even mind putting mayo in the conch salad because it could taste
No, ma'am.
It could taste like crawfish salad, man. Diversity. Anyway, right before we go through the itinerary for the week again, I have to send a shout out to Aunt Audrey DeVoe and Aunt Cheryl Carey and Aunt Kenris Carey and Uncle Reg Eldon, all people who brought me into the Methodist Summer Camping Program. And my life ain't been the same since. I want to say good morning and thank you to all of them. And thank you to Reverend Kelly Jolly for all of the work that you're doing in the MCCA and the Bahamas Turks and Caicos Island District Conference.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks to them for raising me.
True.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
For raising me.
Good stuff.
And for lending her to Jamaica for some years, too.
Good
I can't Jump forget up. That bit, but we're proud of
I noticed you ain't send no mangoes back, but it's okay. It's okay.
Those are coming.
I ate all over there, boy.
So welcome service tonight, Tuesday, 23rd of July, 7 p.m. at Wesley Methodist Church.
That's Malcolm Road.
Malcolm Road East. Preacher is Reverend Sean Davis, JP, MCCA Youth President, Jamaica District. On Friday, the 26th of July, 7 p.m., is the open-air service, Goodman's Bay Park, Cable Beach. The preacher's brother, Edgel Thomas, from Panama, Costa Rica District.
Thomas Edgel, actually, yes.
Thomas Edgel.
Yes.
Okay. I know y'all Spanish people see it. Culture, yeah. I'd like introduction to culture. March of Witness, Saturday, 27th of July. Listen, the march can start at 9 a.m. Have your Tiger Bomb on by 8:45. We're walking from Long Wharf up Nassau Street to Christie Park.
You get water along the way.
Absolutely. And then the sisters, you know, there's Roman Catholic sisters. There's a nunnery on Nassau Street as well. I would sing, as I'm approaching, I would sing and tell them, send us coconut tarts, because they make the best coconut tarts. Hopefully they'll come out and bring y'all some coconut tarts. Oh, and then y'all walk in past
make a phone call.
My cousin Bamboo Shack. They do breakfast on Nassau Street as well. Y'all going to have a good time in this community and the community outreach. Then closing service, Sunday, 28th of July, 5 p.m. at Rhodes Methodist Church on Montrose Avenue. The preacher's Bishop Theophilus Enrolled, president of the BTCI. That's the Bahamas Turks and Caicos
Islands
yes. District. This is going to be a good time.
And during that service, we will also have the induction of the new executive for the MCCA Youth. So the current executive will demit office.
Okay.
During this encuentro.
So it's a fellowship and a business meeting.
Absolutely.
Because that's one of the main parts of why encuentro meets as well. Because this is the only time that all of the youth in all of these, like John was saying, who are leading their youth organizations,
come together
as MCCAU. So this is a time for them to have their business.
Right.
So they are holding elections and doing whatever else.
And looking back on programming and making assessments of what we want to share and what we want to take with us to our various districts.
Absolutely.
And bring into the new season.
Serious Absolutely. Business, Aaron.
Absolutely. And I'm jealous. It's only young people y'all did invite. But they're young people. It's our job to continually create spaces for you to do the growing that you must do. That's our job. And we can be okay with it. And some of us can be miserable, but that's also fuel. That's our job, too. Play Conk and Mango. Well, I don't know if you could find it. Conk and Mango don't grow on the same tree. We got some talented people all throughout the region, and I can't wait till we have an interregional youth like album, like a competition, where we share sounds across the region, secular and gospel music. Mm. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure again. The 7th Encuentro Youth Conference under the theme Worth It to Christ, the 22nd to 29th of July, 2024 at Super Club Breezes Hotel. Events open to the public, the welcome service tonight, open air service on Friday, March of Witness and Community Outreach on Saturday, and on Sunday, the closing service at Rhodes Methodist Church, Montrose Avenue.
That's been
a pleasure having the Caribbean in studio with me today, for Honduras and Belize, Barbados in the South Caribbean, and Jamaica. We love it. Producer, play the song. We're ready to go. You guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. When I leave the studio, I got to try to find a case or two of mango for these Jamaican people to show them. We got mango too. The only tension we should have in the region.
Mango tension.
That's right. Who got the best mango? I would say good morning to Ian McKnight and Tulip Reed, the two challengers in the Caribbean Mango Wars. They have a Canadian Bahamian Mango War. It's fascinating to watch. It's a good time had by all. Ready when you are, producer.
Conk and mango don't grow on the same tree. Conk and mango don't grow on the same tree. Conk don't even grow on trees, so that me and you could never be like me.